Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about patience and endurance.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful, wonderful, splendid day. It's been raining all morning here in Columbus. It's just like the old adage says, you know, when it rains, it pours. You know, but that's just like life. It's just like life. Life, when it rains, it sure enough do pour. It pours, man. It really does. It seems like you can't catch a break. Rain is everywhere. You're getting wet and nobody wants nothing to do with you. But listen, it's all right. Sunshine is around the corner. So no matter what's going on with you in your life, don't worry. Don't worry. Guaranteed it don't last forever. The sunshine will come. Everything will work itself out. You have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about that stuff. That stuff will take care of itself. When it's time to take care of it, it will take care of itself. God has already made a way. While we were sleeping, He had made a way. While we were praying, He's made a way. While we were singing the songs and the psalms, He made a way. While we were thinking on Him, He made a way for you. Sure enough, He did. He did. So, listen, I know it might be raining in your life. You might have some dark clouds and everything else. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. The devil would love to see you worried. You don't have to do that. If God's not worried, you don't have to worry. Trust me. Everybody's arms are too short to box with God. It's not going to work no matter how they try to trick you, no matter how they try to set it up, no matter how much the devil and his evil tries to set you up. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It has never worked. It will never work. God will take care of everything. Listen, and a lot of those things that you're going through, He would not have allowed you to go through them if you couldn't handle them. The things you're going through, you can handle them, regardless of how bad they appear to be or how bad they seem to be. You can handle all of it. All of it. Just keep your head up. Keep your head up and keep moving forward. You know, and when you feel like you can't take it no more, call somebody who got some faith, somebody who can lift you up, right, and agree with you. You know, maybe it's time to pray. I was reading a verse this morning, well, a few minutes ago, where it was saying, you know, if you're sick, you go into prayer. If you feel good and sing some psalms, you know. So if you're sick, if you're afflicted, go into prayer. You know, call the elders. Sometimes you just need somebody to pray with you. I tell them every Sunday. Sometimes you just can't pray. Sometimes you don't feel like praying. Sometimes you don't have the words to pray because you're emotionally involved. So you don't know really what to say without saying the same thing over and over and over and over and feeling like you're wasting your time or wasting God's time because God has other important things to deal with other than your problems. But that's not true. He said, cast all your cares on me. Talk to me. I will take care of it. Trust me. I probably have already taken care of it. Beyond what you can imagine or think, He's already taken care of it. You get what I'm telling you. So don't get down. Don't get down. And if you get down, try to get back up again. Don't stay on the ground. Get on up. Because if you stay on the ground, the evil will sit right there on your back and won't let you up. Don't. If you fall, you better stumble yourself right back up. You know, just because you're a believer don't mean you do everything right. Just because you stumbled, that don't mean nothing. You know, you stumbling ain't the end of the world. You get what I'm saying? Just because you lost your way a little bit, that don't mean that, you know, the whole race is over. You lost. It don't mean that. you just lost your way a little bit. That's okay. It's okay. You know, as long as we got time, we got one more day to get it right with the Lord. And trust me, he knows better than we do how human we are. And I'm not saying that's not an excuse for us to go out and sin and do all that. No, that's not an excuse. All sin is wrong. All the sin that we get in is wrong. All of it. I don't care how bad and who it touches, wrong. But at the same time, God knows how to judge all of that we're in, all the sin that we're in, or the things we've stumbled upon or stumbled in and fail. God can judge that. He knows how to judge that. He's righteous too. He's righteous. He takes everything into consideration. You see, like human beings, they see you fall and they want to spear you while you're on the ground. They want to run over you with a truck and smash you down to the ground like a pancake. But that's not God. God warns you a little bit. He warns you, let you know what you're doing and what happened, and he sees, you know. Now, if you don't change, you know, maybe he might do something. I don't know. I don't want him to do anything to anybody, you know, because life is hard enough and we don't need God and his guaranteed harshness to be on us. At least we got some grace with God, you know, work it out with him and try to keep moving, man. Oh man. All right, listen, we are going to go to James chapter 5, and we're going to talk about this patience and endurance. Verse number 7 starts like this: Dear brothers and sisters, now before we go on any further, dear brothers and sisters, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share no more. Where? podbean.com, and share the broadcast and share with everybody. We're on the radio station. Share. All right, listen, verse number 7, dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Be patient. I know you want to get excited when you think about the Lord coming back. You're getting excited, you know, and everything's, you know, got to happen right now. You know, you don't want to wait. You got a microwave faith and you want it right now. You got 10 seconds and you got it. You know, you want it finished. You want to be able to eat. I understand. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They wait for it. They know the rain is coming and they know they need the rain for the crops. So they patiently wait for it. You know it's coming. And as much as you want, you can't rush the rain. When it's raining, you can't rush that sunshine. So, hey, man. Be like the farmers. It says, consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. That's what they're looking for. They see that rain and they look for that harvest. You know, just like in your life, you see the rain in your life and things happening, but look for the harvest. Don't worry. It'll show up. It will show up. I'm telling you, just be patient and hold on. Because nothing's going to change if you don't hold on. You got to hold on to God so that you can stay stable, remain stable in your time of affliction. Yeah, you do that. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. Verse number 8, you too must be patient. So just like the farmers have to be patient for the crop to ripen and the harvest to ripen. So we also have to be patient. I know you got a zeal that won't stop. I know you feel good and you ready to do everything and change the world. And I know you got more faith than anybody, but I know it. But listen, you too have to be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Oh yeah, we're with all the politics and everything, this information tells on this person, this information tells on somebody else. No, just be patient. Oh, we got to do this for the politics. We got to do this for the White House. Be patient. Well, we got to get this person out of office. We got to get that person out. Be patient. I want that job. I got to take that job from that person because they don't deserve it. They don't even know what they have. They don't know the power that they have. And I know what kind of power I can utilize with. Be patient. Oh, I want to buy that car. Wait. Before you buy the car, be patient. Be patient. You don't know what kind of, you know, fuel you're going to have to put into the car. And I know they have a general idea on the sticker when you buy the car, how much fuel you're going to pay every year. or how much you're going to spend every year on fuel. But in times like now, you got to really be patient and really look forward to, is this the right time to do this? Is this the right time to buy the house? Is this the right time to buy the car? And maybe sometimes it is. It's, you know, sometimes depending on the market, now's the time to sell. Depending on the market, now's the time to buy. Be patient so God can show you what to do. So be patient so that you can have that come up, that benefit, right? It's the same thing. Be patient. God's coming. Here's a good one. Verse number 9. Don't grumble about each other. Brothers and sisters, you will be judged for doing so. For look, the judge is standing at the door. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. You will be judged. Think about it before you start grumbling about somebody. Think about it before you start grumbling about a fellow believer. You know, we're supposed to love each other. So that means we gotta, even though you might feel a certain way, you might want to say certain things, sometimes we just have to pull back. Hold off. What we have to do is what, and it says here, or you will be judged. Grumbling against each other, that calls for judgment. And then it says here, for look, the judge is standing at the door. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. And 9 times out of 10, what we're judging other people on, we're guilty of the same thing or something else, and we need some grace too. Now, sometimes you have to tell people the truth about certain things and try to move them forward in whatever it is that they're in. But again, you really have to have grace with people. You do. You have to have grace, and because God has grace with us. Verse number 10, for examples of patience in suffering. Dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give honor to those who endure under suffering, you know. For instance, you know Job, and he lost everything, lost his family and everything. What did he have? Patience. A man of great endurance. Yeah, everything was going wrong for Job. Everything was going wrong for Job. Lose his family, his home, his money, his sheep, his cattle, everything. He lost everything, but he still held on patiently to what God was going to do. And that's what we have to do. Wait for the Lord. He'll tell you what to do.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.